Did you ever go to McAllister to interview?
Yes, many times.
All right. And who and why?
Well, a variety of people over the years, but the one I always stopped in to see was Rex Brindley. And so, you know, I had written about Rex many times over the years. You know, he spit on me once when I got too close, and he was being led out of a courthouse in handcuffs, and that was the only thing he could do. But that was his way of saying that he did not appreciate what I had been writing about.
All right, we need to say who Rex Brindley was.
So Rex Brindley,
what did he do?
Rex Brindley was a member of the Dixie Mafia, no kin to La Cosa Nostra, but the Dixie Mafia, local mafia. They oversaw all the gambling, liquor, hijacking trucks, etc. And there was a grand jury in Tulsa County looking at him. And he identified a member of the grand jury. He was giving testimony to the grand jury about some stolen vehicles that Rex was involved with. And so Rex put a bomb in Mr. Boulding's truck down in Bristow. And his wife, Fern, decided to drive it that day. And she died pretty much an instant death when the bomb destroyed the truck, and they got him for that.
Because she was the wife of
the guy that was testifying against Rex. So they were. So it was an interesting. It was Tom Lester Pugh. It was Albert Big Al McDonald. There were all these lifetime criminals from the Tulsa area who were down in at either in McAllister or Stringtown. They were very different than what I met in upstate New York. They were cold hard killers.
So why was Rex so taken with you?
I ran into him and wrote about him very early on in a cattle rustling case out of federal court in Muskogee. Of course, he was from Tahlequah. And probably I became fascinated by him, and so I was always trying to interview him. And I was also trying to interview the other two, Tom Lester Pugh and Albert McDonald. I did eventually talk to McDonald, and my partner in a lot of this, Mike Ward, did an extensive interview with Tom Lester Pugh. But they were the first really hardcore criminals to operate in Tulsa County, and this was in the late 50s, throughout the 60s, early 70s.
Isn't there a woman that was involved with these guys? She was kind of friends to them all or somehow? Is that true?
Yes. Cleo Epps.
Yes.
So Cleo was found at the bottom of a cistern well, killed by Tom Lester Pugh and, most people believe, Al McDonald.
Did she go to a grand jury, went in disguised?
And so Finus is prosecuting here.
Finus, who you mean?
Finus Smith, and you've interviewed. Finus Smith is prosecuting in here. And so if you testified in that grand jury, you know, it was really hard at that point to conceal people that were testifying. You had to walk into the courthouse, you had to walk down a hallway, and you had to walk into a room. So people did things like disguise and whatever. Nowadays, they take you in a back door. You know, they don't have that problem anymore. But yes, there were a lot of people. Artist Self was another one that got killed. But yeah, there was a lot of people that died that testified in those grand juries.
And you were writing.
I didn't write those grand juries. And so I found, I was later in life, So the Tribune at that time would send a reporter to the pardon and parole board meetings. And so I would go to McAllister and go to those monthly meetings to see who was up for parole and write half a dozen stories or something like that. But that was later, and that's where I had my interactions with Rex and the others. They were nasty. They were, you know,
Funny, they didn't try to find hitmen to take you out.
So they were already in prison.
Yeah.
And so I think that that element, if they'd still been on the outside, they would have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of where, and then I kind of ended my reporting career at the Tribune. I went on the editorial page, but about writing about all the people around Timothy McVeigh and all the white extremists in eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas.